Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1071. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to mention the last few shiurim, there were a mistake. My mistake in the numbers that I mentioned in the shiur. I actually wrote the numbers wrong. Also, What happened was I wrote it in conjunction with the Shabbos shiurim in the 1600s. In Brachos were in the 1000s. In other words, 1000. We're moving towards 1100. So if we're trying to fix it up in the title and the writing itself. When you get the title, and you hear the wrong number in the shir, just know that it's a mistake. And Baruch Hashem, this is the first shir that we corrected. It's probably about the last five shirim that we mentioned, 1600. And now we're back to 1071, which is the right number in the sequence of shiurim and brachas. So we apologize about that. Moving right along in the kedima brachas, order of brachas. Okay, so I mentioned a couple of shiurim ago the Sefer Hilchos Brachos from Eretz Yisrael, Rav Malka Shlita. So we're trying to go through a little bit his sfarim. He wrote very, very clear and beautiful examples in there. And how to go about various different things. We're using it for Muksa a little bit, and now we're trying to use it for Kedim and Brachas also. So he writes in our Simon Reish Yud Aleph. I just want to go through if the Bracha is the same, right? So we know the Brachas. If is the Bracha is different, so that's that we understand, right? So let's say during the week, person has in front of them. So if the Bracha is the same, if the Brachas are different, so that's a different ballgame. You have, of course, Amoitzi, and then comes Mizonos, right? So let's say assuming the person's not washing, but they have in front of them wine and they have in front of them Mizonos. So first comes Mizonos, then comes the Hagofen, right? We spoke about that. And then comes Ha'eitz, Hadam, and Shahakol. So, if somebody has bread, obviously bread is always number one. So you're washing, then you don't make brachas and anything else. But if somebody's just various different things in front of them and they're going to be sitting down to these few items, so Mizonos first, Gefen second, again, the Hagofen would be second, and the Bor Pirei Eitz, Adama, and then the Shehakol. And we spoke about, of course, even in the Mizonos itself, just always constantly chazering over, that you have that Pasabal Bekistin, or regular Mizonos from Chitim, we'll talk about that, would come first. In other words, person has cookie cake that comes before noodles, assuming that you're eating it all at the same time. And if there's rice, that would come last when in the three orders of Mizonos. Okay, but be it as it may, that's one part of it. But then you have the same brachas. So, and he goes through various different examples in the order of how that works. So just to chazer over, which we've spoken about from the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings it down in the beginning of Reish Yud Aleph, which we gave a few shiurim on, but it's spread out pretty widely. So we want to just, sort of like get a handle on it and go right down the line. So you have same bracha. If it's the same bracha, you have first you look at is it Shivas Aminim, right? Then you look at, let's say a case of fruits. We'll talk about it. Not fruits. Let's say you have cake, right? It applies by cake too. So what does Shivas Aminim have to do with cake? But we're going to see that it does, because Chitim, right, and Sa'ira are in the Pasuk. That's a very interesting thing. So you'll say, well, everybody knows that Kadima and Brachas, the order of Brachas applies to fruits, but don't forget the Pasuk itself, Eretz Chito Sa'ira. Just to read the Pasuk again, Eretz Chito Sa'ira V'gefen Te'ena V'rimayn. And then again, Eretz, Zayas, Shemen, and Devar. So you have Eretz, Chita, first comes wheat, right? That's number one in the Pasuk. Then comes Sa'ira, the barley. So anything that's made out of wheat would always come first, right? Number one is Mizonos, assuming it's Mizonos, but that will come first. Let's say you have something made out of wheat, and have something made out of barley, and have something made out of possibly spelt or whatever, but you take always an item that's made out of wheat first. So that's really technically under the Shivas Aminim. Okay, but I don't want to mix things up too much. We want to take this slow. Fruits, sticking to fruits for a minute. So that Shivas Aminim comes first. Good. There's no Shivas Aminim over here. I have apple plum. Good. Look, which one is Sholem, right? Which, that next, in other words, number two, which one is complete? One fruit is complete. One is not. Take the one that's complete. Okay. Then comes Chaviv. Which one do I desire? Good. They're both complete, right? It's a full plum, full apple. No problem. Which one do you like better? You're making one Ha'etz. That's the point over here. Making one Ha'etz. Take the one that you like better. Fine. I like them both the same. I like them both the same. You like them both the same? Okay, then we take Noki. He brings down the way. There's various different Lashonis, but Noki meaning the better one, the fresher one, the one that's in better shape, if you want to call it the fresher one, right? He brings down the word Terei, the fresher one. So you want to take the one that's fresher. If one, in other words, one of the fruits is a little bit more withered out, you're going to eat it anyways. And it's there's no chaviv. I desire them both the same, but so you want to take the, you want to make the ha'eitz on the one that's nicer. They're both shalom. They're both complete. Good. So they're both, so that's not the issue either. So now the last one, in other words, we have five steps. You have Shivas Aminim, you have Shalom, you have Chaviv, you have Noki, now you have Gadol V'Katan. In other words, good. They're both, no Shivas Aminim. They're both complete. I don't desire each one. I'm going through the levels. No Shivas Aminim, right? They're both complete fruits, my plum and my apple. I desire them the same amount. I don't like one over the other. No problem. Which one looks nicer? They're both beautiful, fresh fruits. Okay, now take the one that's bigger. Take the bigger one, right? I have two plums in front of me. Take the larger plum. I don't know if that's such a good example. Or the orange, sometimes you find bigger or smaller. Now take the bigger, smaller. So that's the, we'll try and going to go through various different examples which come up constantly. I know I myself, it brings an interesting example. I eat cashews and almonds. So how do we work that, right? I have a complete almond, I have a complete cashew. They're very interesting questions he brings down here. But let's just sum it up and go slow to today's shir. So you have Zion. He brings on Zion, Shin, Ches, Nun, Gimel. Zion, Shin, Ches, Nun, Gimel. Shivas Aminim. This is the order that we look at when it's the brachas are the same. Shivas Aminim, Shalem, Chaviv, Naki, and Gadol. Which one is first? You don't have Shivas Aminim? Look if it's Shalem. Yeah, they're both complete. Look which one you like better. I like them both the same. Which one is fresher? Naki. That's not the issue. They're both beautiful. Take whichever one is bigger. So that's how it brings again. Again, Shin, Zion, Shin, Ches, Nun, Gimel, Shivas Aminim, Shalem, Chaviv, Naki, and Gadol. So that is a good way to remember, but we'll try to get into various different examples upcoming shiurim from his sefer. Thank you for listening, Cult of